This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Pharmacists counsel patients 10 million times each day, serving as key players in the healthcare system. October is American Pharmacists Month, and joining me to talk about it is Adam Pate. He's an associate professor of clinical sciences in the University of Louisiana at Monroe School of Health and Pharmaceutical Sciences. Adam, welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
First of all, let's talk about why a month to celebrate pharmacy.
You know, the American Pharmacists Association, who's the ones who support American Pharmacy Month, this year their big national push is the why. You know, live your why. And their slogan is, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And so we're trying to raise awareness of why pharmacists do what they do, and also kind of let people know what we do as pharmacists, because we do a lot more than some people realize.
Well, let's go back to that very basic thing then. What do pharmacists do?
At its simplest, we provide patient care, and always have. That comes in several different forms. A lot of people in the hospital may never know what the pharmacist has done for them, but that's starting to change. And most people think of retail pharmacists who provide such a great benefit to patients. We provide medication therapy management to them. In addition to just refilling their meds, a lot of them are like a family friend for several people in Louisiana. You know, now we're vaccinating people, so everybody knows, get your flu shot. You know, you go in, we can do that for you too.
So let's talk a little bit about when you say patient care, because a lot of people don't think pharmacist, well, okay, they're the people who give me my medicine. How are they related specifically to patient care?
Well, we're related in a ton of different ways. One thing is that we are the most accessible healthcare provider in America. So there's a pharmacy closer to most people in the United States than anything else. We have people that come in with all sorts of things that aren't specifically just refill my medicine. So pharmacists have to be prepared for that, and we provide that service. In addition to that, as medication experts, we're able to handle patients' medicines, especially when they have a large quantity of medications. We're able to look at those, make sure that they are optimized on the right medications for the right diseases, and then make sure that we aren't on medications that are unnecessary at the same time. So we save a little money too, which people really like.
That's always a good thing. Well, let's talk a little bit about the changing relationship between physicians and pharmacists. That relationship has shifted.
It really has. With the shortage of physicians in the country, they have really seen pharmacists as a way to help with that and a way to assist in that endeavor. Used to, it would be you'd call the pharmacist and ask them questions. But now, like myself, I round with the internal medicine team. There's a lot of pharmacists who do that. Instead of having to call, we're right there with the team, and there's more of a shift to team-based healthcare, where physicians and pharmacists and nurses and social work and everybody else works together to make the best choices for the patient.
What are some of the greatest benefits of that? I mean, the communication is obviously a huge first step.
Communication is a major first step, but then plus you bring everybody's specialties into the room. So instead of having one person who, quote unquote, knows all the answers, you have a team which is so much stronger. There's expertise. The social worker may know something about the patient's personal history that would totally change how we treat a patient. Same thing with a pharmacist or a nurse. We may recognize a drug interaction that could potentially put a patient in the hospital or kill them. Those are things that as a team we're much more likely to catch, and we can overall provide better health care to the patient.
Now, you're also on the cutting edge of something going on in Northeast Louisiana called transitional care. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I guess so. We, myself and two other colleagues from ULM, had a great relationship with University Health Conway for some time now, and we're starting a project where pharmacists will see patients when they are admitted to the hospital, before they go home, and then we will also follow up with them in 7 to 14 days after they get discharged, all with the goal of optimizing their medications, asking them those questions of, can you afford this medication? If they can't, finding an appropriate alternative. Overall, with the goal of improving that patient's care and reducing their chance of coming back to the hospital, because not that we don't enjoy seeing them, we just don't want to see them in the hospital.
So just in terms of finding an alternative for somebody to be able to afford their medicine, that could by itself just be huge.
Yes, absolutely. There's so many different drugs. Some of them are combination drugs that if you separate them out into their separate drug entities, they can be hundreds of dollars cheaper. Of course, money's tight for everybody now. There's a lot of cheap alternatives to some other medications we have the know and the wherewithal to really be able to do that efficiently.
So what does it mean when you're thinking in terms of reducing the number of days somebody spends in a hospital? Because that ultimately lowers costs for everybody, right?
Right. Absolutely. That in itself is one of the main reasons why the Affordable Care Act promotes this transitional care, because we are moving nationally to a more team-based, team-centered care. And it's to reduce those admissions, because being in a hospital is very expensive. And we can spend those dollars in better ways by preventing you from being put into the hospital. And so if we can do that by making sure a patient takes medicines that'll keep them out of the hospital, or especially ones that'll make them live longer, I find people really take those medicines quite often.
Well, really quickly, as part of Pharmacy Month, I know the College of Pharmacy at ULM will be having a tent at the Heart Walk, too, coming up.
Yes, absolutely. We've had a great opportunity to partner with the American Heart Association and the Heart Walk here for Northeast Louisiana. We've been kind of having a health and wellness tent and manning it at the Heart Walk for the past probably 5-6 years. And we'll provide initial screening for blood pressure and for glucose. We also have done BMIs in the past, but really just to get people to take ownership of their own health, because there's so many people who have high blood pressure, and it's amazing to see how many come to the Heart Walk and their blood pressure will be sky high. And they've never known they had a blood pressure problem. So it's really a great service to be able to provide to the community. And our students, it's really, they're like, oh, wow, what you taught us in class actually matters. And so it's like, it's a double win for us on the faculty side of things.
And it kind of brings it all back around to what you were saying about pharmacists providing patient care.
It absolutely goes back to that. And it goes to the why we do it. And it really comes down, all of our students and all of the healthcare providers and pharmacists, specifically for Pharmacist Month, really care about the patients, and we want the best outcomes for them. And so whatever we can do to manage that and facilitate it, absolutely, pharmacists are ready and willing.
Adam Pate is an assistant professor in clinical sciences in the ULM College of Health and Pharmaceutical Sciences, celebrating Pharmacy Month during the month of October. Adam, thanks so much for talking with us.
Man, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.